2 Samuel 23. And three of the 30 sheep went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in a hole, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one will give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he will not drink thereof, but pour it out unto the Lord. Now, one day I was reading this passage, and this I read it some other times, but this time the Lord brought me these three thoughts, very simple thoughts that I want to share with you. You can imagine David was playing, when he was a kid, was playing with other kids maybe around that pool in Bethlehem, which is was his city. And now he's outside of the city. The city is taken. And then he's remembering those times. He gets thirsty, and he said, Wow, I will drink water of that pool that I have refreshed myself so many times. But he could not. Now the point is that these three mighty men that came to visit him, they went to take water for the king. Now the thoughts are, why they decided to go and take water and go to the troop of the Philistines through them to take water from the pool beside the gate and put it and give it to David, bring it to David. Why do you think they decided to do that? It's very simple, right? Because they love their king. It's no other way. I mean, some of them, they could say, listen, I'm a soldier. If he commands me to go, I will go. But I'm not going to put my life in danger just for a cup of water for the king. Some could say that, but none of them say that. They three decided to go. They wanted to put their lives even in danger to satisfy the king's desires because they love him so much. My second point, normally I say when I preach such a short message, I say normally you get the IV when the pastor is preaching. You get like the IV, right? You put your arm, you hold the hospital, you go, and they put you the IV, and it's dropping just little by little, right? But since I don't have the time, I had to give you a shot. So this is what I try to give you today, just a shot. Now, the first thing is they love their king. This is why they did it. The second thing, it's only three things here. The second thing is they did not need a command. To me, this is a good point. There are some people that they are looking to the Bible if they can do such a thing or they can do that thing. Does the Bible say anything about this? Oh, I'm sorry. The Bible forbids to do it. I would like to do it, but the Bible says no. Some other people, the opposite. The Bible says anything about this, so I can go ahead and do it. But we, as Christians, we should look further than that. We don't need to wait on commands. You know, if we go just for a moment, very quick, to Matthew chapter 5, if you can come with me. I'm going to be quick on this, but, you know, the Lord Jesus, he said, verse 17, think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. But then, in verse 21, he continues the sermon and says, Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, what is the Lord Jesus going to tell us here? Another thing? No. He's going to tell us God's heart, God's desire, beyond the command. This is what I believe he was saying. So you put attention, and you heard many times, yet thou shalt not kill. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. But the command, what says the command? Thou shalt not kill. But the Lord Jesus said, but I say unto you. You want to know more? You want to know more about God's heart when he gave the command? Let me tell you another more and we'll quit. But there are some other, I think there are six that you can look at. But it says here, verse 27. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. This is the command. But I say unto you, Lord Jesus, what are you going to tell us now? But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. But this is not the command. No, this is not the command. This is God's heart about this commandment. Some people, you know, they say, well, I never reached that point. Well, before God, maybe you're sinned already. Oh, but I never did it. Yes, but you don't fulfill God's desire about this command. And you can go on with this, and I have no time. I want for you to go on time for supper. But just remember this. These people, these three mighty men, they were not looking for commands. They were looking how we can please our King that we love. And the third thing is very simple. Do you think that David was saying that day, oh, just screaming, that one will give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate? Was he screaming like this, do you think? Or he maybe was saying this like to himself, just whispering, oh, I'd like to have that water. How in the world these three mighty men find out that he wanted water from the pool beside the gate in Bethlehem? Why they could find out? This is my third point, my third thought. They were close enough to hear the King's desires. Now you see, and I quit. The army, David's army, were waiting somewhere. Now let's say that they're Christians as well. They're safe, yes, but they're waiting for orders. But then there are some other type of Christians that they are walking close to the King, to be able not to hear only his commands, but his desires as well, to fulfill them. And this is what I believe these three mighty men did. They loved their King. They needed a command. They went because they wanted to go. They wanted to please the King. And they were close enough to hear his desires. Now, dear people, brethren, brothers and sisters, which kind of Christian do you want to be? Like the army waiting for orders? Or those that are close to the King to hear even his desires, the desires of his heart? Is there any place that you should read in the Bible, I want for you to be a missionary? Is there any place here? Well, all of us are missionaries. We must be missionaries, even across the street, but we are missionaries. But how is the Lord going to tell me, I want you to go to Brazil, like people visiting us here? How did you find it out? receive a letter from God? You read it in the Bible? Brazil is not existed here. How did you find it out? You had to walk close to the Lord to hear that. And I say, and I repeat it, let me use it this illustration. If you want to hear what God wants for you to do, walk close to Him. Maybe you will hear Him telling you, since you know music, you're good in music, why don't you go to Spain to help these people? You will not hear, you will never hear this if you're like the army. In order to hear this or such a thing similar, you will have to walk close to the Lord, our King. You know, some people, you know, let me say this example to quit. Young people, there are lots of young people here. One day, they go to the parents and say, Daddy, Mom, this is the girl I want to marry, or the boy I want to marry. And then if they are good Christians, the parents will ask her or him, are you sure? You sure it's the will of God for you? Oh, yes. Yes, I know as a fact. Yes. And then 3, 4, 5 years later, they get divorced. You know that this is happening today in our churches. This is what they say, we must walk close to the King. Young people, think about this. You didn't get married. At least the Lord tells you who is the one that you had to marry. In order to do that, you will have to walk close to the King. And then you will hear that. May God bless you. Thank you so much.